farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Hello and welcome to the program. On Farmer's Guidebook today, we travel over to St. Catherine to look at the crops existing and new entrant farmers are being encouraged to plant. Our proverb of the day is also part of the package. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
That's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Already we've gone to Portland, St. Anne and St. Thomas as we journey across the country to look at the different crops being focused on in our new series, Farmer's Guidebook. We're now on our fourth stop, and this has brought us to St. Catherine, where a wide variety of plants are cultivated. To talk to us about these crops and more is Rada Parish Agricultural Manager for St. Catherine, Victor Edwards.
St. Catherine grows a wide range of crops. In terms of permanent crops, we have things like citrus, which is not doing very well now, sugarcane, coconuts, banana, cocoa. We have semi-permanent crops like your ginger, your turmeric, yams, and we have cash crop.
These crops grow best in different parts of the parish.
For example, in the Geisel Belt, which is on the border with St. Anne and St. Catherine and St. Mary, the major crops produced in that area would be Irish potato during the season, and it's the season just now. We also grow a lot of tomato, cabbage, string bean, and sweet pepper.
On the Southern Plains, the government-spearheaded AgriParks initiative is assisting with the planting of an age-old crop, Escallion.
The Southern Plain would then incorporate from the border with Clarendon, which is near to Olaba, and extends to the border with St. Andrew. We have been trying to grow. Well, we used to grow a lot of onions during the 70s and 80s, and we are revisiting that with the AgriPark system. In those areas, we also plant a lot of vegetables, calaloo, tomato, okra, and crops like those.
However, Mr. Edwards says location is not the only factor when deciding on a choice crop in St. Catherine.
It depends on a number of factors. One of the major ones would be market. It also depends on the type of land, the area that you are. Do you have access to irrigation water, the sort of money you are prepared to invest, and the acreage of your land. If you have a small area, I would not want you to tie up your land with certain particular crop, because you probably could put some cash crop which are shorter term and make more money within a shorter time. And it might involve a visit to the site, you know, to see what would be best suited for that piece of land.
Rada Parish Agricultural Manager for St. Catherine, Victor Edwards. The proverb for today is, "What dog seen bark all night, ram goat see no trouble him." Translation, what a dog sees makes it bark all night. A ram goat sees it, but it doesn't bother him. This means that people are affected by and behave differently in similar situations.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
And with that, we wrap up our program for today. Join us again tomorrow when we'll continue our look at St. Catherine and its focus crops. We'll also look at what's involved in growing cassava. I'm Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.